Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Kopel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Sean Walship of Cali Barbecue Media, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip that you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about showing your work. Sean, you are an open book, sir. When you win big. When you lose big. And you do it all in the public eye. What is that like?
I didn't realize we were doing it until I started working with my media mentor, David Meltzer. And what he taught me is that the truth vibrates the fastest. And the truth vibrates the fastest, meaning we're connected to people when they share their truth. When I share my truth as a husband, as a father, as a recovering alcoholic, as a restaurant owner, as somebody that is a podcaster, as someone opening up ghost kitchen locations, when I share the successes, that's one thing. But when I share the times that we didn't succeed, the times that we failed, the time that we were scared, that's when you get the most engagement. That's when people start to understand, wow, he is human. Wow, he did make mistakes. Because we failed. We failed miserably in the beginning. We failed so much, but that's why we invested so much in the internet. That's why we invested so much in digital and so much in social, that by failing so much and then by sharing that failure, we learned how to tell our story. And you don't tell your story unless you share the bad things that happen along the way.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I would also say that that also relates to internal marketing, right? Into sharing your story with your team. I'm a big fan of the pre-shift. And I say that as someone that didn't do pre-shifts for 10 years, right? And then like spend, you know, the latter part of my career, like obsessed with pre-shifts because they're just so effective. And what I found was, is that rather than just talking about big wins and successes, when I began to show my work to my team, to the general public, to the patrons, and on social, it resonated. And it resonated at a really high level. I would prefer to be seen as the cleanest, most polished version of myself imaginable.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. That wasn't just true 10 years ago. That is still true today. Having said that, what is most effective is to be honest and to be candid and to turn to people, whether they work for you, whether they work with you, whether they patronize your restaurant, whether they follow you on social, and say, this is what I'm doing. These are the expected results that I'm hoping for. I'll keep you posted.
Correct.
Because when you do things like that, because we all take big risks in this industry, I launched at my fine dining restaurant, not once, not twice, but three times over the course of 6 years, right? Because I so desperately wanted to offer that service. And because every now and then someone would come in and say, why aren't you open for lunch? And I'd be like, well, shit, we should be open for lunch. But it wasn't what the public wanted.
Yeah.
It was just what I wanted and what like five other people wanted, who, by the way, did patronize the restaurant with frequency once we opened for lunch. But like in showing my work, the third time, not the first time, the second time, but when I publicly said, we're going to reopen for lunch again, we're going to do it for 3 weeks. And if you show up, we'll keep it going. And if you don't, I'm going to shut it down.
Yep.
Then we knew and everybody knew. And at the end of the day, the team knew, right? Because we staffed up, everybody got more hours. We pushed a little bit of overtime to get it done. We worked aggressively on the menu to create something compelling for the third time. And when we shut it down 3 weeks later, it wasn't like I had to run it for months and months out of diligence, embarrassment, because I had shown my work in public.
Yes.
I was able to say, it's been 21 days. Nobody gives a crap. I'm shutting this thing down.
Correct.
And I felt good about it. And I didn't feel like an idiot because I didn't walk into it with this incredible sense of confidence. I said, I don't know if this will work. So we'll try it and see what happens.
I mean, when we had the beginning, very beginning of the pandemic, where we shut down the restaurant. We couldn't let anybody in the restaurant. And we're talking Mother's Day. So 2020 Mother's Day. We're a digital first restaurant. I mean, we host a podcast called Digital Hospitality. Everything we care about is figuring out how to become the Amazon Prime. One click and you get barbecue. And we had Mother's Day. Obviously, there weren't a lot of restaurants open. We had this huge influx of people. We had a lot of online orders back when we were with Aloha. All of those orders started stacking up, creating this incredible embarrassment, overwhelm for our restaurant, for our staff. I was in the parking lot on Father's Day dealing with angry people asking where, on Mother's Day, asking, where's my food? My mom's not happy. I had talked to a customer and the customer comes to me and goes, what you really need to do is fix your website. Like, oh, really? Thanks for telling me. I need to fix my website. I'm sitting here angry customers all across the parking lot. But what we did after that experience, we sold out a barbecue. We made a lot of mothers unhappy. But the next day, we actually got a local news appearance on KUSI, and the KUSI came and they said, you know, congratulations. We saw your post that you guys sold out a barbecue. That's great. And I said, well, yeah, that's great. But I also want to publicly apologize to all of the mothers and all of the families that I inconvenienced because we didn't have the right technology. It was literally in the parking lot where I decided we're switching to Toast. Like, this has to change. People need to pre-order. We need the technology available to truly be a digital restaurant. But back to sharing your story, sharing those losses, there was no reason I didn't have to go on the news and say that. But by saying that, that was our truth. The truth is that we did lose some customers that day. And the truth is, like, every single day, we're not in the business to lose customers, but we can talk about that. The more that we talk about that, the more people know how much we truly care.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.